We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It is time for the Richmond Market Minute. Mike Lavery from Wells Fargo Advisors is back with us. I had a friend texting me yesterday saying this is killing me in the markets. I mean, I don't think he's got tons of money in the market, but he was an unhappy camper. And then I'm looking at your notes. You're finding some silver linings in all the stuff that we would talk about, huh?
Well, you know, it's, John, the economic data that I like to keep an eye on and the stock market don't always perfectly correlate on a day-to-day or even week-to-week basis. But over long periods of time, there's a very high correlation between how strong our economy is and how well the stock market is performing. And tell your friend that you know, if he's watching a single day move to the downside and the 3% downturn causes him some sort of nausea, then he may need to rebalance just slightly and get himself in a position where we get those downturns. He's looking at those as an opportunity versus something to his detriment, because it was only something that was going to kill him if he happened to need liquidity yesterday. So if there's some reason he needed the cash yesterday, it would have been a bad time to raise it. But hopefully if he knew he needed the cash yesterday, he didn't wait till yesterday to raise it. So, but yeah, there was continued good economic data when I look at the numbers. I mean, we saw new home sales yesterday, John, came in at 959,000. Now, that's a little bit below market expectations. And if you wanted to be a glass half empty kind of guy, you'd look at it and say, well, and also last month we had over a million new home sales. But over a million new home sales in 2 months in a row hasn't happened in 16 years, John. And if you look at where we were last fall, when we had a very strong economy, September new home sales were up 32% this September over last September. And last September didn't suck. Right, so we are in a housing boom by any definition right now, and those are good numbers. And hopefully we'll get some more today. We're going to see durable goods orders coming out. Now we know airplanes are still going to be a struggle, right? And they're included in there. But John, have you tried to, or have you, I know you guys have been upgrading, and lots of other folks that try to get a new refrigerator lately, or try to get your hands on a high-end washer or dryer? I'm suspecting we're going to see good durable goods orders numbers, because those are in very strong demand. We're also going to get consumer confidence out at 10 o'clock today. I'm anxious to see what those numbers are. But remember, in consumer confidence, John, we measure it two places. One, our present condition, which I suspect will be okay, but maybe not off the charts. I can't wait to see what our anticipated position is going to be for the American consumer, because I'm thinking even the American consumer now is seeing beyond the higher case count that we're looking at right now. They're seeing beyond Tuesday's election. And so we'll report those numbers tomorrow. But I think consumer confidence might be a neat little trigger for us to look at tomorrow morning.
We will keep our eyes open as we head closer to Election Day and the
future.
And
the sell-off doesn't look like it wants to follow through. We'd had 650 on the Dow yesterday. It looks like a slightly positive open. So we'll keep an eye on all those things and tell your friend to relax.
Mike Lavery, Wells Fargo Advisors. Thank you.
Everybody stay well out there.
Investment product and services are offered through Wells Fargo Advisors. Wells Fargo Advisors is a trade name used by Wells Fargo Clearing Services, LLC. Member SIPC. This is for informational purposes only. An individual risk tolerance and investment objective must be reviewed prior to making any specific recommendations. We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.